Image Breakers with Paul B. Thomas.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paul Thomas. Welcome to Pentecostal.tv podcast. Today, my question is, did Jesus say he was God? I believe he did. And I can prove it from the Bible. That is a good place to start. I'm sure you would agree. Where we take the word of God, who is Jesus, speaking through the words of God, which we find in the Bible. Now, for us to approach this question of me to give an intelligent answer, then we have to understand that Jesus not only spoke in the New Testament, but he also spoke in the Old Testament. In fact, all the book is what he said. He said everything in the book. He is the God who spoke to the prophets from the time of Adam to Abraham to Moses to Elijah to Elisha, right on into the New Testament, where he is the God who talked to Paul. When Paul asked him, "Who are you?" he said, "I am Jesus." To Stephen, who saw Jesus, and to Paul, who preached Jesus. So we understand that the God who gave us the words in the Bible is himself the Word. Jesus is the Word of God. In fact, Revelation tells us that he is the Word of God. It says his name is called the Word of God. We also find in Revelation where he told John the prophet to write these things which he saw. Revelation 1, verse 18. So we understand then that Jesus is the one who gave us the Bible, the words of God. They are his words from beginning to end. When the disciples questioned him about who he was after his resurrection, he told them, "It is written of me in the volume of the book." Jesus is the God who reveals himself in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and not just the New Testament only. If Jesus just revealed himself in the words that are written in red in your Bible and my Bible, then he said very little. But when we see that he gave us all the things that are spoken of God in the Bible, then we can accept him as giving us his testimony that he alone is God. Look, for example, in Psalm 100, it says, "Know we not that the Lord, he is God? It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good." I like that, the Lord. We must believe that Jesus is Lord. We can understand from this scripture where David is stating that the Lord, he is God. That is very important. If we believe that the Lord is God, and we believe that the Bible is God's word, then we can see that the word and God are one. That's what John said, did he not? He said, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word is God, and the word was manifested among us." So we know that Jesus is God himself. He is the Word made flesh. There is no other one who spoke the Bible, who spoke the words. The God who spoke to the prophets speak to us today. You see, it is the same speaking God. We cannot say that the Holy Ghost spoke here and the Father spoke there and Jesus spoke in the New Testament there. No, there is one Word. And Jesus is the Word of God. So, to your question, did Jesus say he was God? Absolutely. For we read in Isaiah chapter 45, it says there, "Surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are God." This is God speaking to the prophet, through the prophet. "Truly you are God, who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior." Do we not declare then, friends, that Jesus is our Savior? You see, Jesus is declaring here that he is God and that he is the Savior. And it goes on to say in verse 18 of chapter 45 of Isaiah,
For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God. Oh, here is the Lord declaring he is God. So yes, Jesus did say he is God, because Jesus is the Lord. And here he is in the Old Testament declaring that the Lord says that he is the creator of heavens and he is God. It goes on to tell us here that he is the one who formed the earth and made it. Here is what the Lord, who is God, says in the book of Isaiah, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Verse 21, have not I the Lord, and there is no other God beside me, a just God and a Saviour, there is none beside me. So to the question, did Jesus say he was God? Yes. And as God, he said, there is none other beside me. And as God, he is saying he is the Saviour too. And as God, he is saying he is the Lord God, and there is none else. And then he goes on to say in verse 22, look to me and be saved, not to us, but look to me, singular, I, one, God. Look to me and be saved. All the ends of the earth, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, pagans, those of the East, those of the West, those of the North and the South, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Oh, I like that. Then in verse 9 of chapter 47, he says, for I am God, I, one, masculine, singular, I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Did Jesus say he was God? Absolutely. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And this is Paul B. Thomas. Visit me on www.pentecostal.tv. God bless you and have a great God-given day.
Please visit me, Paul B. Thomas, on www.paulbthomas.wales and www.pentecostal.tv. Submit your comments or email me, paul@pentecostal.tv. You'll also find there my links to Amazon, where I have published over 40 apostolic, Pentecostal, and motivational ebooks. The Lord bless you and have a great day.